Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time on the DJV program at 7 after the hour. It's Wednesday, May 18th. You may recognize that if you're an old-timer, an old buzzer, and an old keezer like me, as the theme from Russia with Love. The magnificence of the water and the way the thing was shot for the era it was in. I think it was the second, James Bond movie that was ever done. So it would have been 1963, 64 in there. And it set a tone for not only the movie, but our relationship with Russia. Interestingly enough, from Russia with Love, as we start the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirschner, as you might imagine, as we begin our Wednesday morning conversation in this hour of the DJV program, that's on a lot of people's minds. There are interesting things coming from Russia, about Russia. Apparently, the steel plant in Mariupol has yielded to Russian forces. All that heavy fighting over the past month or so, 260 Ukrainian soldiers transferred to Russian-controlled territory after they surrendered.
Do you know how that lasted so long? I mean, this was like a steel company, like a steel plant.
Steel-willed.
It's tragic that it ended this way, but the fact that they were there for, 2 months, I think?
Yeah. Well, this is interesting to put into the face of the background of this military analyst who was on state television. That is, he was working. State television is all there is in Russia anymore. That's all you can see. So he was on Russian TV, and he was a panelist with a group of people that were sort of, quote-unquote, analyzing what was going on with the conflict in Ukraine. And the rest of the people on the panel were stunned when he said the situation had completely deteriorated for Moscow. He said, quote, "We are in total geopolitical isolation," which they are. They have become almost completely isolated. There were still a few stragglers doing business with them and keeping things going, but for the most part, they are like a piranha. You know what the piranhas are, right? Fish. They eat your skin. That's what they are. And there are all kinds of pictures floating around now of the old tanks that were blown up. And some of them were 40 or 50 years old, 60 years old. They were old and they were easily targeted and easily blown up, or they just wouldn't, you know, the slightest bit of a problem would screw up their transmission or their engine or whatever it is. So I find this to be interesting. Lots of problems, to be sure, the Russians have, and there are a lot of problems for the West supporting Ukraine. There is a story floating around, I don't know if you saw this or not, about the price of gasoline. If this goes on another 3 or 4 months, the price of gasoline can double from where it is right now, unless somebody really works fast. Why don't we open up all the spigots to all of the fuel that we have, the nation's reserve? And they say, well, it's for an emergency. What the hell? Isn't this an emergency? What's the definition of an emergency? Our complete economy is going to be, if gasoline and diesel fuel and that sort of thing double in 4 months, the economy will be a shambles. And so isn't it time that that sort of thing were done? Whether I don't give a damn what the environmentalists say about, that's immaterial at the moment. And it's almost immature for people to say, well, we can't keep burning fossil fuel. What the hell do you think is going on around you? Wake up, man, and look at what's around you.
I was just listening to someone on the local news yesterday talking about how they were making decisions between buying lunch and getting gas.
Yeah.
And that's because gas is, you know, it's over $6 a gallon here. And so for people, that's a big shift. And if it goes up to $8,
it went up 10 cents a gallon yesterday here. 10 cents a gallon one day.
that's a huge tax on people. And when you then you realize the very poorest among us are deciding, okay, do I go to work? Do I get gas? Or do I, you know, go to the grocery store? That's not.
And what this will amount to, Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, this will amount to another round of let's help out our citizens. We better do what we did with the PPP. We better spend some more money. And that's what's caused the inflation. The whole thing is I wouldn't want to be president.
Well, people will just quit their jobs. People who have to commute and maybe do multiple jobs a day, they're going to quit their jobs because when you add in how much it costs to get to the job that doesn't pay that well to begin with, it's probably going to be more beneficial to just not work and go on unemployment and collect that without, you know, that way you're not, all of the money you're making isn't going into your gas tank.
Yeah, you think there's an employee shortage at the moment, which there is. Mm-hmm. What in the world?
Especially in those sectors where, you know, shift workers and, you know, part-time and hourly workers, those are the ones who fill up those industries. So, it's not good.
Nope. All right, so let's check on what's going on with Brittany Griner. There is this, according to the State Department, she's the top priority or a prep. So does that mean they're going to trade off on the bad guy from, and should we do, this is a question probably for our listeners as much as anything else, Jay, should we do anything we have to do to get Brittany Griner back, which includes sending back this hugely dangerous criminal that we've had in jail?
I don't
jail
think that's
here.
The only option, though. I've been watching the Brittany Griner story, and I don't know that, I mean, I guess trading is always an option, but I don't know that it has to just be that one specific person that you're talking about.
Well, that was what they presented. I don't know what the other options are, but is she the only one who's in jeopardy? Is she the only American who's there in Russia that is in jeopardy?
Well, after the last guy who came home, she's certainly the highest profile person that's there. I don't know.
Do we have any other ideas about, I don't know whether, it seemed to me, I remember out of the corner of my eye seeing something at one point in time about there being other Americans over there who are kind of in jeopardy.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah, that just weren't high-profile people to begin with.
Yeah,
so we're probably not hearing about it. How would we?
Russia doesn't have, like, a Facebook page of all the Americans they're holding. You know, it's not exactly like it's easy to find out that information. No. Brittany Griner, being a WNBA star, that's the reason that we are talking about her now.
Mm-hmm.
And if she was just a regular tourist who maybe got caught with a vape pen or not, we don't really even know the whole story, then that name and that person disappears.
Mm. Yes. I wouldn't want to be there, would you? None of us would.
Nope.
Sweden and Finland say they want to join NATO right away. Apparently the president is going to meet with the leaders of Finland and Sweden as they're supposed to get their membership going. Here, is Biden going to be there? Is that he's going... Are they coming
they're
to
going
America
to the White House, I think. I think on Thursday, they're going to be at the White House. They've officially, just overnight, there's a photo op of them holding their official applications. So it's they've moved forward.
They're
Instagramming it.
I was going to say.
It's Instagram official. Finland, Sweden, and NATO.
Cursive.
It's like the new couple. You have to go Instagram official. And so they have. So I'm sure that's another thing that Putin woke up to that he's not happy about.
Well, that is something that is difficult for the Russians, but I don't know why. I don't get this the whole business about why.
Well, because it's encroaching on him.
Yeah, but there's no danger to him if they aren't forcibly
right,
attacked.
But he can't take over. That's the thing. If he's been tiptoeing around NATO territory, which so far he has, and NATO has made it very clear, you put one boot on NATO territory and then you get the wrath of everyone. Well, now you're adding Sweden and Finland, which is Norway. Doesn't Norway also have some? I'm bad at geography, but anyway, so the countries that he does not want to have
Scandinavia
joining NATO
is very close to the northern borders. Finland actually borders on the Russian territory.
Finland, I think, has what 600 or 800 miles that they share, something like that, right?
Well,
obviously, he doesn't want any of that because it just puts a bigger squeeze on him and more eyeballs closer to what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, he needs to be dispatched. No, there's no more rumors about that. I haven't seen any of those in the last 24 hours about him. I heard something in a report about there was a picture or a video of him bouncing his feet around, and his hands apparently can't. It's like, look, they're looking at him as if he has Parkinson's. So that was the assumption that you take away from the way that that was presented. He was,
I hope this isn't just a lot.
I've heard that one a lot. I've heard that one a lot. Plus, it gives you risky behavior and like a gambler. But, you know, nobody knows. He's not going to go out there and be like, geez, guys, I'm suffering with blood cancer or I'm suffering with Parkinson's. That's not his MO.
And it could also be a lot of, like, you know, Western wishful thinking, you know, because that whole story about him with the blanket on his lap, that was so overblown. Every single general sitting in the front row had a blanket on their lap, too. And everyone's like, oh, Putin had to put a blanket on his lap. No, it was obviously freezing, and every single person had those green army blankets sitting on their lap. So it just, there's a whole lot of, I think there's way too much wishful thinking that it's going to be easy to get rid of him, or that the rest of the country of Russia is going to turn on him. They're not. I don't know. I think we have to deal with more facts than just, you know, what we hope
facts
for.
Facts! Facts! You want the facts, eh? That's the thing that disturbs me more in terms of facts today is what looms in the price of gasoline. We've just come out of a pandemic and what that did to the economy. It's like a roller coaster here. And some people, who especially in small businesses, just can't take it. The up, the down, the sideways, I tell you, not easy. I'm a small business guy in the radio business. This is not an easy time. Advertisers are shaky and squeamish and... What's going to be the business climate in 3 or 4 months? If you can't pay for getting the product, no matter what it is, to your place of distribution, then what do you have to sell? And then what goes on? Here's something that is being sold by the folks at MyPillow that you may be interested in. Everybody wants to and needs to get the best sleep possible. The best pillows are at MyPillow.com. And now a reintroduction of My Slippers at MyPillow.com. For a limited time, you can save $90 a pair on My Slippers. All kinds of colors, every size. It's the blowout sale of the year. Won't last too long, so save your $90 a pair on My Slippers. Now, this is something that took a couple of years to develop, actually. They're designed to wear indoors and outside all day long, as you wish. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue when you're walking. Quality leather suede. So, go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square there to use the DJV promo code to save all kinds of dough on the My Slipper Slippers. MyPillow Slippers. MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Tweak this sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-333.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. This is our moment in the sun for Jay. The idea of bringing you up to date on the social media trends. Everything's trending that we talk about, but these are sort of gossipy items. For example, the relationship that Sarah Jessica Parker, also known as SJP, had with her co-star and her husband in the Sex and the City movies and TV show is a question. What's the relationship? We'll find out after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, so also known as SJP, right? Sarah Jessica Parker. She was great friends with Chris Noth, apparently. Another couple of New York actors that cut their teeth in New York and stayed in New York. So since the Chris Noth thing happened, nothing's happened, actually, which seems like a travesty in and of itself, right? No real charges have been filed, just the nuance and the rumor, and yet his career is gone. I mean, he was killed in a plane crash on The Equalizer. That was a whole, there was a whole episode. That's how they got rid of him there. So what's SJP? Do I sound too familiar? I should call her Sarah Jessica.
Everyone calls her SJP.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so what's she got to say about Chris Noth?
Yeah, she confessed during a cover story for The Hollywood Reporter that she's not really ready to talk about anything that happened with him, but she did say that she has not been in touch with Chris Noth at all after the sexual misconduct allegations. That has to be tough because they were really good friends, and right. You almost have to think about anybody who deals with something like this. There has to be some kind of, you know, the whole where there's smoke, there's fire thing. I feel like most people, if they didn't believe this was happening, they'd reach out to their friend and try to hear their story or something. And the fact that she's just not had any
well, but where's the meat here? Where the judge? It's been a year since this guy's career was ruined. So
how many years it took for Harvey Weinstein to be charged with something. Yeah. He was up to shenanigans for 20 years. Fast process.
If I heard something about...
Go ahead.
Oh, no, if I thought something about a friend that was really a friend of mine and I heard something, whether I thought there was 0% chance could be true or a 90% chance that it could be true, I would want to reach out and hear from the person. Wouldn't you?
We also don't know if maybe they have done that privately and she's just... Because, look, Sex and the City had so much bad publicity with it anyway, the reboot. And with Kim Cattrall now coming out and saying stuff, like I think that they can't afford any more bad publicity. So I think that's why they might be staying publicly away from each other.
Yeah, well, and there's also the whole you're guilty by association, and right. She has to protect.
What a lousy reality that is. I think this guy's getting screwed, frankly. All right, that's the update from that side of the issue, if you will. The 28 after.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Toyota North America announced it is boosting engineering support across North America operations. The company will add 220 new positions to Toyota Production Engineering Division, which serves as a go-between for design and manufacturing. The additional support will increase Toyota's capacity to use innovative engineering technology to design and build manufacturing plants and equipment. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is recommending all domestic travelers get tested for COVID. The agency is saying everyone should get tested no sooner than 3 days before their departure. The CDC previously said only people who weren't up to date with their COVID vaccinations should get tested before traveling. On Tuesday, President Biden hosted a White House event for Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. The president takes time there to give a quick preview of his trip to Asia on Thursday.
I'll be traveling to the Republic of Korea and Japan to affirm the importance of our Indo-Pacific alliances. Folks, and to celebrate the indispensable partnerships that are strengthening by the deep family ties and heritage and the values reflected in the AANHPI. I.
USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is lobbying to give $28 million to the FDA in the wake of the baby formula shortage amid supply chain issues and the FDA's formula recall following the death of two infants. Speaker Pelosi holding a press conference to talk about the bill and the shortage.
There is also some attitude in the country that there is plenty of supply. It's just not all in the right places. But there must be a computer program that tells us where that is. If that is so, then let's get that moving right this minute into the mouths of babies.
The bill would address baby formula supply chains, laboratory and development methods, unsafe infant formula, fraud, and provide other workforce resources. Alaska Airlines is confirming a passenger recently died during a flight. The company announcing the unidentified passenger died Monday while on a flight from Seattle to Nashville. The passenger was removed once the plane landed at Nashville International Airport. The cause of death has not been revealed. The Westminster Dog Show is back on. The 2022 event is being held from June 18th to June 22nd at the Lyndhurst Estate in New York. The event was originally set to be held in January, but was postponed because of the Omicron surge. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Four after the hour now. Here's the, I'm from Beantown. I don't know, let's see, Boston Baked Beans. I guess that's how Boston became known as Beantown. Jennifer, what's the, let's see, Los Angeles, the City of Angels?
And homeless people.
Yeah, right. Homeless angels.
The unhoused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Victoria Keelan comes from the beach. I don't know, what's New Jersey? We
Garden
don't really
State.
Smell. Oh, the Garden State, that's right, too. Yeah, well, yeah, it doesn't
Keep
really
my state alone.
Yes, right. And Jay Kirshner has grown up in Ohio, the Buckeye State. What else?
Yeah, also the home of rock and roll is in Cleveland.
Rock and roll is here to stay.
What is a Buckeye? Is that what? Is that an animal?
No. A Buckeye is a nut that falls from a tree and also a very delicious snack.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I never knew that. I thought it was literally an animal. Mm.
See, there you go. You know what? I went to school in Ohio, and I didn't know it either. So thank you. What? I thought it had something to do with the Buckeyes.
It's like a giant acorn that's just round.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Speaking of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Bob Dylan, who's been in it for a while, is now the focus of a museum that's opened up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Why? What in the world? What's his kind? He's 80 years old now.
He sold his catalog to a guy in Tulsa.
Oh,
so when
it,
he sold it for, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And so the guy who's a major collector and fan decided to build a museum in his honor.
You know, I wish someone would offer $300 million to me for my catalog. I've got a huge catalog of all kinds of conversations.
They don't usually buy the Sears catalog.
Okay. I want to know what's going on with all of these various races, the primaries yesterday. Last I looked, it looked like Dr. Oz had the fight of his life. It was the race. Well, whatever.
These headlines are so dramatic.
I know, they are. Right. The fight
of
his
life. I just
saw
that he's still tied with somebody else, right?
Yes.
It's right. McCormick. So here's what happened in Pennsylvania.
But how does this happen? So, nobody knows who the other guy is, yet
they do in the state of Pennsylvania. So here is how it unfolded. And I think they've spent like $55 million already in the primary, which makes it one of the most expensive primaries already in the country in the race for the GOP primary. So you've got David McCormick, who is backed by Mitch McConnell. So he's your establishment guy. You've got Dr. Oz, who was backed by President Trump, who many conservatives hated the fact that Trump endorsed Oz because they said he wasn't conservative enough, because he's pro-choice, because he's got, you know, name it.
I got news for you.
Guns.
Trump's not that conservative either, really. But he plays a good game.
Okay, but this isn't really about Trump.
He's rebranded well.
Yeah. Well, they make it like Trump. The news media makes everything about Trump when it isn't. That's too bad because Oz, I thought, had some interesting things to say. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, anyway, Republicans didn't think that Oz was conservative enough. I'll put that in air quotes. So then Kathy Barnett, who was also in the race, came out of nowhere, and that's where, like, the ultra-MAGA crowd, as Biden likes to call them,
I call them the mega-MAGAs.
They put themselves behind Kathy Barnett. Now, Trump came out and said, well, the reason I chose Dr. Oz, and this is, you understand Trump's thinking. He's Dr. Oz. Trump respects branding, right? And people know who Dr. Oz is, and so they said...
Right.
If you're putting someone up in the general, then no, he's never on The Apprentice. But if you put someone up in the general election, Dr. Oz has the best chance to move ahead. And Republicans need to keep Pennsylvania because if they want to recapture the lead in the Senate, Pennsylvania is like a necessity to win. All right. So what happens? Well, this happens every time with Republicans. They eat each other. And so instead of Dr. Oz being the front runner, Dr. Oz and Kathy Barnett split a lot of votes, which made this a really close competition between Dave McCormick, who no Republican likes because Mitch McConnell likes him, and Dr. Oz, because Kathy Barnett, they were splitting each other's votes. I think ultimately Dr. Oz will win. It's going to a recount, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think he's going to win. Meanwhile, this guy from, what's his name, Cawthorn? He was in and now he's out, right? See you later, alligator.
He got him, you know, he created controversy that didn't need to be. Mm-hmm. He said that he saw Republicans invited him to drug-fueled orgies and all this stuff, and everybody that he accused of that came out and said, what are you talking about? And then a picture of him came out dressed in women's clothing, which he answered saying he was on, like, some scavenger hunt on a cruise ship. So it's like, he just created controversy where there didn't need to be any. And
he was a waste of taxpayer dollars. Like, he didn't do anything except just, he was caught up in one controversy after another, whether it's trying three or four times now, to bring a loaded firearm through airport security it was one headline after another. And it's like, I don't know how he ever expected to be reelected. That was a joke. And I'm glad that he's not, because someone else who can actually do the job should
somebody
be there.
Somebody can do something and not call attention.
The other story out of Pennsylvania.
Taylor Green, how did Green do in her primary?
It wasn't, they didn't vote yesterday, but nice try.
Okay. Right.
Only five states. North Carolina, she's in South Carolina. No, she's in Georgia, excuse me. But John Fetterman, who is the lieutenant governor in Pennsylvania, he's a Democrat. He was on the Democrat side of that Senate primary. So he'd be facing Dr. Oz or David McCormick, whoever wins. But he had a stroke on Friday, and
he, I guess, had to be, he wasn't feeling well. They took him to the doctor, found blood clots. They had to have an emergency surgery on him. So he ended up winning, but he wasn't even able to go to his own election night party or watch the counting of the votes because the poor guy's still in the hospital. So it was just
That's dangerous stuff, too.
Yeah, yeah, an interesting primary day. But they said that he's going to make a complete recovery and that he didn't lose. I mean, they even did mental, they released his mental test because, you know, obviously one of the concerns would be that you were compromised somehow. Yeah. But right. I mean, just sad.
Any other results from any other primaries? You said five states yesterday. Those are the two that I paid most attention to.
Yeah, the release quite handily. Trump's endorsement record seems to still be doing really well. He endorsed Ted Budd in the GOP Senate primary in North Carolina. He was the first result. That guy went lickety-split. He was the first result that came across. At least, well, you know how it used to be, like on election night, you would start to see the results kind of, you know, coming in. Now it's not unusual for us to see it come in 3 weeks from now. But this guy, right as the polls closed, had a pretty handy lead. So he won. Yeah.
Corruption in the system. Okay, next up, it's the sports report.
Corruption in the system.
DJV program is well known for. Drew Brees.
You're going to ask us who that is, right? We're going to start off with that?
No, I actually know who he is, but you can tell me if you want. He was an NBC analyst, but he'd been a quarterback for quite a long time, and now he's going back to being a quarterback.
One of the most famous quarterbacks. Yeah.
Thank you, Victoria, for bringing us up to date, though, on that.
Just curious if you knew what team he played for and, you know, all that good stuff.
Well, that's not taken care of so far. But yeah, I know.
Yeah, we'll just go with the Saints, yeah.
Okay.
Well, but yes, and like Jen said, he is one of the best. He is when he retired, he lost to Tom Brady with the Buccaneers. That was his final game, and he still holds a record for all time passing yards, even above Tom Brady. So the announcement is that he's 42 years old, so he's 3 years or. Is he 3 years younger than Brady? Is Brady 45 yet? I don't know. Anyway, so he's 42, and his NBC contract looks like it's going to be up. He did commentating for 1 year, but he said he might play football again. He said he thought that he would be able to play until he was 45, so he might be pulling a Tom Brady and coming out of retirement. The only problem, though, is that the Saints, his team of 15 years, have already, you know, stacked their quarterback lineup. So he's going to – but he's the type of quarterback and he's the type of team leader. I mean, he's probably one of the most beloved players in the entire history of the NFL. So he's the type of player that any team, you know, if they could, would just plug him right in and they'd want him. Yeah.
You come to the Patriots maybe. Okay.
Yeah, who do the Patriots have right now?
Nothing. Zero. They don't have anything. It was too expensive to keep Tom Brady so they could keep winning. So the Boston fans – who still are turned, especially when they sort of let everybody off the hook when it was announced that Brady was going to leave anyway, and they all said, okay, well, he was done, or close to being done. Now that he came back again, the knives are out for Kraft and for Belichick.
It might be interesting then if they did take Drew Brees. That would be very cool.
Yeah, interesting. All right, in other sports news, the Orlando Magic won the number one pick at the NBA draft lottery. Oklahoma City Thunder and Houston Rockets get second and third pick there. I don't know any of these names because used to be you could pronounce the names of the players in all sports. Well, you know, well, look at the name. Okay, you tell me how to pronounce KYLINMBAPPE. How do you pronounce that?
I'd have to see it. I can't. That's not how my brain processes. I'd have to see the name. Seriously,
like
no, I'm not
lot
joking. Yeah.
Of, like, consonants, probably.
Yes, right, exactly. And so, Jennifer, the Angels pitcher Matt Harvey dug himself a pretty good hole, right?
The Mets pitcher, yes. I think he's dealing OxyContin to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice,
or no, he wasn't the Mets. He was Baltimore Orioles.
Angels, though, at one point in time.
He might. Yeah,
Matt Harvey left the Mets, right? Was it last year? He left, right, and went somewhere else?
He's playing, well, he's playing the AAA League right now.
So here's how, okay, so here's how it goes. So he's a Baltimore Orioles pitcher. He was suspended for 60 games because he was distributing what I think was Oxycontin, opioids, to a teammate who overdosed. So this was a New York Mets star. So he was he's on the Orioles now. He was on the Mets.
Yeah.
Who admitted that during a federal trial in Texas over the Angels pitcher, Tyler Skaggs, that he used cocaine while in New York and California. And I guess he was part of the testimony. Tyler Skaggs died overdosed in his room from, I think, opioid poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay, so who would have thought, this is for those who, after listening to the last half hour of the program, went down in the dumps thinking about the cost of fuel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hearken to this news. Stock markets were up yesterday 2%. Up, actually, NASDAQ was up almost 3% because U.S. retail sales last month were up a point from where they were in March. So even in the face of all, I went by yesterday by a shopping center, and the shopping center was loaded with cars. So if we are concerned about where the inflation rate is going, it certainly doesn't look like it when it comes to retail sales and things that are, what do we call them if they're voluntary? They're discretional, that's what it is. Discretional spending is up. That's where these numbers come from. So if, in fact, we have a concern about fuel, as I do, and most people do, they complain they go to the gas pump and spend $125 to fill up the car or the truck, it doesn't look like it in the face of Walmart's earnings are up, Home Depot's earnings are up. It's amazing. You look at these big
Well, and also when you look at, like, the restaurant stuff, too. Restaurants are doing really, I mean, depending on where you are.
Yeah,
but
no, they're
restaurants
busy,
are definitely rebounding. I mean, where we live here at the Jersey Shore, I mean, the restaurants, when we went to Vegas, we looked at the prices. They were the same that we pay here in our village in Monmouth County, New Jersey. That's how expensive it is here. And people are, every restaurant's packed, like jam-packed.
People want to, what's the time of year people want to go out? Remind me later to tell you the story of my Verizon visit yesterday. This is it's classic. 48 after the hour on the DJV program.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive had an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave Marin, Rivière de Guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour here on the DJV Wednesday program. Victoria Keelan here with the update, first of all, on Twitter's plans to be sold to Elon Musk. He said, well, maybe I won't pay you so much. And they said, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Not so fast there, pal. Right?
Well, Elon Musk is, and I don't know, I've been saying from the beginning of this whole thing I didn't really believe he was all that serious about buying Twitter, but it's certainly kept him in headlines, and it's distracted him away from some of the other, you know, not so great headlines when it comes to Tesla stuff. So, yeah, so the latest with Twitter is that now Elon Musk is apparently trying to wriggle free of this deal. This would be a $44 billion deal, and he says now he wants to, that he will walk away, and he's been threatening on Twitter to walk away from the deal, and he is really sticking with cracking down on spam and bot accounts. And he, Twitter actually filed a statement with the SEC on Tuesday morning, just a few hours after Elon Musk tweeted that he might not proceed with the deal. And in the Twitter said in the SEC filing that they are committed to completing the transaction on the agreed price. Now, he agreed to pay $54.20 per share. This was on April 25th. However, since then, and the stock market has been kind of up and down, and for various reasons, the shares have taken a plunge by 30%. So they closed out at $37.15 on Monday. So right away, if Musk goes ahead with this deal of paying $54 a share, he is already losing money. Now, the other part of it is, if he breaks this agreement, it's a $1 billion breakup fee. And plus, he's going to have a lot of legal expenses for a breach of contract lawsuit. This is what happens when someone just, and he does this a lot. He is, and this is why I never really fully believed that he was sincere about buying Twitter. he's now talking about he might go back to his other idea of starting his own social media platform. It's, you know, we'll see where it goes, but he may be stuck this time because this is just a big commitment that he's already entered into. And now his beef, apparently, is that he believes 20% of all accounts on Twitter are fake spam accounts. Now, Twitter says that all of the bots and things that they monetize daily and the things that they're monitoring, all those accounts, that less than 5% of all of Twitter's 200 and some million people are actually bots. Now, Elon Musk is insisting that it is way higher than that. In one tweet, he said it's 90% of all Twitter users are bots, which is insane. That's not true. And, you know, the one justification that he might have on his side is that because he follows a lot of tech accounts, that tech accounts are the ones that tend to have more bots than, like, say, you or me or the DJV show account. So it is possible that he might be encountering more bot accounts than the average Twitter user, but he still can't, even with that reasoning, you still can't get to the numbers that he's claiming are, you know, four times higher than what Twitter is saying publicly. So this is going to become a big legal battle, and I don't think ownership of Twitter is changing hands anytime soon.
All right, Apple is going to be in your face in a manner of speaking, I guess, depending on whether you're an employee there that wants to go back to the office or not. We'll get the details from Victoria after this.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
All right, so what's going on with Apple?
Well, Apple is delaying moving forward with its hybrid work, return to work plan for the office employees. They said in a memo that they're extending the phase-in period of the pilot and maintaining 2 days a week in the office for the time being. Now, employees who are in the current two-day-a-week pilot program that they're trying out, they will have the option to once again work from home full-time because of cases of COVID that's just spiking in lots of parts of the country. And so Apple said essentially they're going to keep monitoring hospitalizations in local areas wherever they have stores and offices. They also said that retail employees in about 100 U.S. Apple stores are told to start masking up again while they're at work. So it's all in response to COVID.
All right, well, there it is, the latest from Victoria, 59 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.